from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get headlines, start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We went over some Dolphins practice notes from earlier, but I have a couple more today. Their final camp practice here in Miami Gardens. They're going to hold joint practices with the Buccaneers on Wednesday in Tampa. Final preseason game, of course, Friday, 7:30 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wednesday will be Miami's final practice of training camp for this season, obviously until next year. Tyreek Hill did have a brace on his right hand today. I guess it doesn't appear to be too serious because he did practice. He didn't catch passes, but he was out on the field. So I don't know. I would imagine if it was like very serious, he just wouldn't have dressed, right? Like he just wouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, I mean, you ever wake up and go, I'm not really feeling like work today? Well, like yesterday, Solana.
You got a brace on your hand?
Yeah,
that's what Tyreek can do. He can just put a brace on his hand and go, oh, I'm here. Things fine.
Told y'all what Zach Thomas, he gave you the veteran help back in that third week of camp when everybody's tired. Say something wrong with your stomach. They can't tell you there's nothing wrong with your stomach. They can't MRI it. It hurts right here, right under my third rib. Get you a day, Crowder. I just wink at Zach.
Jalen Ramsey back at practice today. That's good news for the Miami Dolphins defense.
I'm guessing no one plays Friday, right? Like no one.
They might field nine.
Right? I'm not kidding. Like, yeah. I mean, Chop Robinson, do you play him on Friday?
No.
No, not even a rookie.
Anyone that you believe is going to – you're going to need against the Jacksonville Jaguars, don't play him.
So did you guys like what you saw? I imagine you talked about it a ton yesterday. You guys like what you saw Saturday? Tua came in perfect from the field.
So what did you need to see? You need to see Tua control the offense. That was no problem. Without Tyreek, without Jalen. I mean, no problem. He's got full command of it. We talked about that yesterday. The story is still Mike White or Skylar Thompson. There's differing opinions on who should get the actual backup role. I think the depth chart was released yesterday, and I think it was Mike White as number two. And then, you know, the offensive line is still, you know, a bit of a question mark, but I don't know. I was pretty happy with what I saw on Saturday.
Solana's boy went crazy. Oh, Eazy-E.
Eazy-E.
Yeah, Eric Ezukama.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because he tweeted out a few minutes ago. He's like, somebody put together a highlight reel of my preseason my preseasons over the years. I'm trying to see something. And, yeah, I mean, this dude looks like a bona fide superstar every single preseason that he's active. I just wish he had more regular season film to put on a highlight reel.
I'm sure he does as well. Yeah.
Line me up against these backups. Watch what happens.
Bro, if the preseason meant anything, Skylar Thompson and Eric Ezukama would literally lead this team to a Super Bowl. There is no doubt in my mind.
You like Skylar better than Mike White as the backup?
I don't know if I necessarily like Skylar more than Mike White. I just think as of right now, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but he's kind of proven to have better command of this offense than Mike White. From what we've read about training camp, I'm not there. I'm not at practice, so
Mike White was throwing
know.
Some dimes, though, on Saturday night.
What? Was he? You don't think Skylar was the better quarterback on Saturday?
I mean, I don't think one of them is way ahead of the other. Like, I think it could go either way.
But, Solana, let me run this past you. Because to your point, they're very close. Skylar's 10 times more mobile. He's just a better athlete, you know, with his legs. Skylar's going to take a lot more chances, and those chances will create more turnovers. Mike White is going to limit turnovers and just try to get you through the second half if Tua goes down.
But, I mean, you say that, and I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I don't know if that's the case. Like, who's to say Skylar doesn't come in and take a more conservative approach, knowing that he's only in there because Tua has to miss a series or a half or maybe a game. But I don't know, man. Like, third year with Mike McDaniel, he's played a playoff game. They almost won that playoff game with Skylar Thompson. He did make a crucial mistake at the end. But to me, he looks like he has better command of this offense. And Hawk, you pointed it out. To be fair, like, Skylar's coming in as the first backup, so he's getting reps with better players. Mike White hasn't been. There were some drops in that first preseason game where Mike White was throwing good passes. Willie Snead just can't catch a ball, clearly, at this point of his career.
Hey, he went on, I think, IR, the PUP list yesterday.
Yeah, he's on injured reserve. He's not going to play with the team this year.
Genius.
Him and Sean Harlow, by the way. Linemen Sean Harlow and Willie Snead were placed on the injured reserve list, so they won't play for the team.
All right.
Dolphins had signed four players yesterday. I don't know if you guys read that. To me, that gives me everything I need to know about Friday in Tampa Bay. They're signing
guys. You got to load some guys up so you actually have bodies,
right?
Because no one's playing.
Hey,
why else would you be signing guys now on, you know, August 19th yesterday?
Yeah. They're going to call them buddy and friend during the game. They don't even know their
right.
name.
What number do I get? Oh, actually, no number. It's just you got a jersey, but there's no number.
Hey,
no
John's
name.
Hurt. Tell Buddy to where's Buddy? Buddy, where's your friend? Tell him he's in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here's what Chris Perkins writes in the Sun Sentinel regarding the Dolphins' backup quarterback situation. Because he writes, the headline is, I favor Mike White as Dolphins backup QB, but Skylar Thompson has been better. Okay? Here's what Chris Perkins writes.
Here it is, yes.
I'm reading stuff online and hearing stuff on the radio about the Miami Dolphins backup quarterback situation, and I'm absolutely amazed. Are you kidding me? Why is there such an obsession with backup quarterback? I don't get it. Relatively speaking, it's a fairly minor role on the team. There are bigger issues, way bigger. For the record, this is Chris Perkins writing, I talked to both backup quarterbacks, Skylar Thompson and Mike White, after the Dolphins' victory over Washington on Saturday. I try to listen a bit more intently when I talk to quarterbacks. They tend to speak louder more than other players with what they say and what they don't say. What both had to say in the postgame locker room is very interesting. My thought, I think Thompson has had a better training camp, but I trust White more in a game. Right now, I'd have White as my number two quarterback. More on that later. I've got to finish my rant. Don't folks have bigger concerns about this team than worrying about the backup quarterback? Here's the deal. When your backup quarterback is in the game, his job is not to lose the game. Everyone around him, receivers, edge rushers, cornerbacks, running backs, tight ends, coaches, etc., must crank it up a little bit more to win the game. He's a backup for a reason. He's not as good as the starter. He needs more help. To me, the starting quarterback wins the game. The backup quarterback tries not to lose the game. I always say a backup quarterback ideally should be able to go 500 over a four-game stretch. Any longer than that, good luck. He'll probably get exposed. By the way, that's the Pastrnak, because he was so good on Sunday night. But you get him out there more than four games, he gets exposed. Again, he's the backup for a reason. Coach Mike McDaniel said Monday he's tried to create super difficult situations for both Thompson and White. Quote, we're trying to evaluate who's best to serve handling a difficult situation, McDaniel said. Inherent in being a backup quarterback is if you're in a difficult situation, whether that's in-game or starting a game. Chris Perkins continues to write, as for the battle between Thompson and White, pay attention to what they say. You can learn a lot. I've talked to White after both preseason games. I've talked to Thompson after the Washington game. I respect both guys. Neither makes excuses. Neither complains. When I've talked to White, he's been sure to mention that the past couple of weeks, the playbook has been limited and personnel has been limited. Listen to what he said while discussing, with a genuine smile on his face, wide receiver Jaquan Burton, the undrafted rookie from FAU, playing running back against Washington due to injuries. This is Mike White. I've never been a part of anything like that in my entire career, but it was so bizarre that you just had no choice but to have fun with it. Just looking and seeing Burton taking handoffs and stuff was fantastic. White has mentioned that he's kept everyone calm in the huddle. He's mentioned his demeanor has been good and the team has done some good things while he's been in there. That's important because nerves are actually a bit frayed when the backup enters the huddle, especially in the middle of the game. But listen to what Thompson has wisely mentioned as being his big improvements this offseason in training camp. And here's Skylar Thompson talking. My whole focus this whole training camp is just to prove and show that I'm comfortable in the system and being able to operate fast, being able to get to my progression, to be decisive on my reads, get the ball out of my hands. And that's something I really put emphasis on this offseason, trying to get better at and improve on, and I feel like I've been doing that. Chris Perkins writing again here in the Sun Sentinel. Does that sound familiar? Operating fast, decisive reads, getting the ball out quickly. That sounds like the traits and characteristics that make starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa so good in this offense and traits and characteristics that McDaniel requires from his quarterbacks in this offense. Thompson has listened and learned. Give him credit. There's a reason Thompson has had the bulk of the snaps with the second team during training camp. Again, Chris Perkins. As I stated earlier, Thompson has had the better training camp, but I trust Mike White more because he has a track record that includes having a positive effect on starters. The New York Jets players loved him. The selection for the Dolphins' backup quarterback might come down to whether McDaniel favors tangibles or intangibles. Thompson has the tangibles with the improved operation time, fast reads, and quick releases. White has the intangibles with the confidence teammates have in him and the calming effect he has on them. I favor White, but I wouldn't be surprised to see if Thompson gets the number two job. Now, let's get back to the 100 bigger, more significant issues with this team.
Totally agree.
Fair.
Totally agree. And it's the only position where that calming thing, because you know me all about emotions and, you know, like, hey, man, tighten up, do your damn job. But yes, when you walk into the huddle as the backup, knowing that I ain't played with you, knowing that we're either up or down and you got to come finish this game off, you got to go in there with some confidence and some like, hey, fellas, hey, well, we got this, y'all. And this call to play, like, if Mike, because I've never been in a huddle with Mike White, obviously. I could be his dad. I'm double his age. But that is a thing that a backup quarterback has to have. That's the thing, honestly, and Solana's going to kill me because Joey Harrington actually said great things about me. That's the thing that Joey Harrington didn't have. No, like when he walked in with that pseudo hoorah. Come on, fellas, do this for your families and for everybody that loves the game of football since the merger of 1970. What are you talking about? Shut up. Like, that's the thing you need at that backup. He has to say something. And to Perk's point, like the intangibles, but the tangibles as well. Mike White has three times as many starts. He's better completion percentage. He has eight more touchdowns. Skyler has one NFL touchdown thrown. And Mike has thrown 313 balls, completed 196 of them. Skyler's only thrown 105 passes in the NFL. I know he's been in it for a while. He is a rookie still. He's a baby. If he started, this would be his second game starting with 100 passes thrown. Like, he hasn't done this long enough. And I think that's a calming factor too, because everybody's seen Mike White play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.